Here in KHSU studios with me today is Chris Bamus from Humboldt State University's Geology Club. Chris is the president, and you guys have a big event coming up on Friday.
We do. We have our annual rock auction. It's the 44th annual. It's a charity event that raises funds for the Geology Club, helps our students out a lot, pays for club events, like resume workshops to help them get jobs, pays for scholarships for them to fund field camp and buy them supplies, and really just helps out the geology community.
So you said 44 years?
44th year.
Wow. That's crazy. So I am having a hard time wrapping my head around a rock auction. I mean, I'm picturing, like, you know, guys with frizzy 80s hair standing up and the auctioneer saying, okay, we've got Spinal Tap here, but this is actually rocks. What kind of rocks? I mean, is it crystals and fossils, or is it, you know, sedimentary rock from my front garden?
It's a little bit of everything. We have trace fossils with, you know, worm tracks that are being sold. We have minerals like big pyrite cubes being sold, and we have geodes, just kind of everything that a gem or rock collector could dream of is going to be there tonight or tomorrow night.
So, and what is a trace fossil?
A trace fossil is when an animal is crawling through mud or dirt, and then the dirt is preserved quickly, it can actually trace or preserve the tracks of the animal in the fossil. And then when you get lucky and find one of those, it looks just like little tubes running through a rock. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Wow. And that's millions of years ago.
Yes.
Wow. And geodes, I've seen my daughters break them open now. I mean, you can actually buy them through the mail. But are we talking huge, tiny, all in between?
Bigger than a softball.
Okay. Wow.
So pretty big.
That's pretty big. How do geodes form?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know, and you're making me look terrible.
I'm sorry. You're never supposed to ask a question that you don't know the answer to yourself. How many people come to this auction every year? What has it been like?
Small turnouts, usually about 75 people. So we have a big Founders Hall 118 is where it's held. It's a big lecture hall. It seats, I think, 200 people. And throughout the night, we'll have over 100 visitors.
Wow. Is this mostly rock collectors or geology club supporters? Who's coming to this thing?
It is, yes, rock collectors, local community members, alumni, friends and family of geology club members, just kind of anyone that likes a shiny rock or mineral and knows about it is welcome to come.
You've been to the auction, presumably, a few times.
I went to last year's, yes.
Okay. So what was the craziest rock or fossil or mineral that you saw last year? What was the thing that went, wow, I'm surprised?
There was a really pretty sample of azurite. It was giant, shiny, just absolutely gorgeous.
What does azurite look like?
It is blue, and I wish I could describe it to you. It's a picture's worth a thousand words on this one.
On the radio, it's difficult.
Yeah, it's just very picturesque blue mineral that gleams nicely in the light.
And how many auction items are up for this year?
So this year we're going to do about 40 live auction items with our auctioneers. We're going to do a handful of student auction items because we know that a lot of students come, but they don't have the money to spend a few hundred dollars on a sample. So it's going to be a student-only bid. We're going to do 10, 15 of those.
Okay.
Keep the prices down. And then we're going to do maybe 20 to 30 silent auction items while the whole thing's going on.
Okay. Wow. And wait, I may have missed this. Did you say there's live auction as well? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's centered around the live auction.
Okay. Okay. And does it, I mean, what's the biggest dollar figure that things go for?
Last year we had things going for upwards of $300-$400. Individual items.
Does it get wild? Do people really start sniping each other?
Oh yeah. When there's something that's really highly sought after, you can see, you know, one or two or three people in the crowd eyeing each other and outbidding each other, and that's when it gets fun.
That's
they start going.
That's great. So you talked about a little bit about in the beginning about what the money from this auction goes to. This is your biggest fundraiser, right?
Yes, yes.
So what do students get out of this?
So the geology students out of this, we, as the club officers, we plan things like resume workshops to help them get internships and jobs. And this funds paying somebody that knows what they're talking about to come help us. It funds club meetings where we plan upcoming events. It funds scholarships for our students for things like field camp, which is our summer capstone activity.
Mm-hmm. It's where you're actually going out and,
yeah, we spend
and doing geology
a month,
work.
Yeah, we spend a month camping and mapping out. And then it pays for supplies for them if they need things like rock hammers or pens, or just it really helps the students out buying materials for the classes.
That's great. So the community can really help
future
geologists by just going to this rock auction. Even if you're not a collector, maybe this is your start.
Yeah, every little bit helps. We have tables outside of the live auction.
How much does a rock hammer cost, by the way?
$35-$40.
See, so if you got a $35-$40 mineral,
you're buying somebody
a hammer. And you said you have display tables for people to look at things?
Yeah, outside of the main auction in the hallway, we have tables with rocks anywhere from $1 to $10. So they're super easy. Even if you don't want to spend a bunch of money, we have little things. And a lot of times you can find some really good stuff for $5.
So if I'm in the community and I'm coming from Garberville or I'm coming from Brookings and I'm not really familiar with where Founders Hall is and where this is, get me there. So
Founders Hall,
at the university, of course.
Yes, and then just go uphill. It is the top building on campus. It is the old building with the courtyard just above the football field.
Right, and then room
118.
So right on the ground floor.
Yes,
go
we're going to have
big tall stairs, and then through the front doors.
To the left if you're coming straight in the front, and we're going to have signs everywhere.
Great.
So hopefully you can't miss it. We don't want you to.
And that is good directions, because if you get to Humboldt State University and you go past Library Circle, just keep going up, 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 up. You'll get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Be at Founders Hall.
Exactly right.
Chris Bamus, thank you so much. Geology student, Geology Club president from Humboldt State University. Thanks. Sounds like it's going to be a great event.
It's going to be great.
One more time. What day, what time?
Friday. Doors open at 5:30. Auction starts at 6:30, Founders Hall, 118.
And if you do search on Facebook, you will find their page there, which has some information. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is great.